supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are researchers learning about sleep deprivation and its impact on depression?
It actually improves depression significantly and quickly. You're making a face. I made a face when I saw the article. It sure is counterintuitive, isn't it? But this is a meta-analysis that comes out of the Perelman School here at University of Pennsylvania. And a meta-analysis is they just look at tons of data that have been coming in through various pieces of research. And what they find is partial sleep deprivation. Here's the definition. Sleep for 3 to 4 hours, followed by forced wakefulness for 20 to 21 hours. That was very effective in short-term lifting of depressive symptoms in about half the population. But that's pretty significant. That's better results than SSRIs.
Antidepressants. But aren't we always told that when you don't sleep is when you become depressed?
Yeah, exactly. And that's true, too. Now, at the risk of making you crazy here, things like sleep apnea, things like insomnia, that's quite different, right? When you go to sleep at 11 o'clock at night and over the course of the next 7 or 8 hours, you're sleeping 3 or 4 hours, that's quite different from sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation is forced wakefulness over a long period of time. It's a different animal, and your brain reacts differently to it.
What do researchers think could be the mechanism that alleviates symptoms of depression when you do this forced wakefulness?
All right. Think is the operational word. And what's most interesting to scientists is they don't know, and there's going to be a lot more research taking a look at what it actually is, what the mechanism actually is. And no, we're not going to recommend as first course of treatment sleep deprivation. But we'll begin to understand the chemical changes in the brain and what is it in those chemical changes that work for sleep deprivation that we can now turn into a medication.
So the thinking is once researchers can figure out the mechanism at play here, they might be able to come up with something that would help people, maybe
right.
A medication.
Exactly. And I want to underscore something here, very important, Mike. And insomnia is a different animal. Insomnia must be treated. Insomnia makes depression worse. It makes heart disease worse, makes anxiety worse. So these are two very different animals here.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.